Superdry Briefing. It's a British brand founded 2003 in Cheltenham, not Japanese despite the kanji on every jacket. The Japanese text on the logo is ungrammatical and was chosen for aesthetics, not meaning. On the both brands question, the only other Superdry you'll see is Asahi Superdry, the Japanese beer. They're unrelated. Superdry itself has marketing sublines like sport and premium, but no separate brand. Trajectory matters here. Peak was 2010 to 2013 after Brad Pitt was photographed in the Windcheater jacket. IPO at £600 million, peaked near £1.8 billion, then brand fatigue. Imitators flooded the loud logo look. Boardroom drama in 2019. Persistent losses through the pandemic. Delisted from the London Stock Exchange in 2024. Co-founder Julian Dunkerton took it private after a rescue restructuring that wiped out public shareholders. Now it's a scaled-down private company attempting a premium repositioning. On quality, materials are mid-tier. The famous wax and leather jackets are middling leather with heavy hardware, not Belstaff or Barber grade, but better than fast fashion. Construction on outerwear is solid, tees and hoodies are average, sizing runs slim, size up for relaxed fit. Should you shop there at full price? No. The premium pricing doesn't match current quality and the cultural moment has passed. Wearing the loud logo now reads as dated rather than current, but at outlet or 50% off, the outerwear is a legitimately good buy. Better alternatives at similar price, Uniqlo for basics, Carhartt WIP for workwear styling, if you want the real version of what Superdry imitates. Barber and Belstaff are 2 to 3 times the price but lifetime garments. Bottom line, skip the full price stores, watch outlets and end of season sales for outerwear only, don't pay for the logo, the cachet is gone.